as you may have noticed, all the songs are relatively simple. Three chords and very basic lyrics. The Guardian. I don't actually know that many chords, which is why a lot of my songs use the capo. Because if I use the capo, it sounds like I know more chords than I actually do. Therefore, I mean, it's difficult because obviously my girlfriend doesn't, my wife, sorry, doesn't actually play the guitar. So when I set up this guitar, I need to do it all by myself. So I tend to like do it backwards or upside down or whatever. Mostly because of the drugs, but usually because of the, usually because I can't do it myself. This one is an example of one of those songs where I had to set it up. I recorded this song during form, and then it kind of went wrong. And so I tried it again, and then it went wrong again. After, I recorded it about three or four times. Eventually, what I ended up doing was taking bits of the guitar apart and piecing it together and doing new into a new track, and then singing vocals over that. Still didn't work. So when I record it for the album, my upcoming album, While I Still Can, Part 1, I will have to reread it from the beginning. Right, okay, where was I? So anyway, this song, this is a song I quite like, but nobody else seems to like it, so they tend to change their mind. Four, you know? Girls have enough of these drafty halls, stains on the curtains and the peeling walls, the pitiful wells and substandard food, occasional ghouls and the servants are rude. She can't stay one more day in her nasty room, so in the dead of night she sneaks through the gloom and she runs past the cat and the rat and the mouse, gathers her possessions and she runs from the house. She runs through the kitchen and the bathroom and the study, through the air so dusty and the carpet so bloody, avoiding the ghost and the odd zombie, and gropes in the alcove for the ancient key. Her footsteps echo like a ghastly tomb as she jogs through the lounge and the billiards room. Shortcut through the great hall, and there's no doubt when she makes it to the ante room and one way out. Girlfriend's house. Burst out of the door and skids down the driveway, gets on her bike and pedals to the highway, speeds off and turns onto the M25, and who knows where she goes. But at least she's still alive, I think.